Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT Live Special number 300. Recorded September 2nd, 2016. IFA 2016, Day 2. This TWiT Live Special is brought to you by Braintree. Mobile app development can be complex, but integrating your payments no longer has to be. With Braintree, your business can accept nearly every type of payment from any device with just one integration. Learn more at BraintreePayments.com/TWiT. All around us, there are tens of thousands of people who are waiting to get into these hallowed halls behind us, filled with the latest in televisions, the fastest in computers, and the greatest in technology. I'm Father Robert Ballister with TWiT TV. Welcome to IFA 2016, Day 2. One of the things that's really different about IFA versus, say, CES or NAB or any of the other conferences that TWiT covers during the year is that you have vendors that actually buy out entire pavilions so that they can give you an experience of their ecosystem. Now, here we are at Samsung's pavilion, and all around me you'll find the little bits and pieces of the technology that go into the Samsung experience. From their Gear VR to the Gear S3, their brand new watch, of course, to their phones and even their home appliances. Now, it's all part of the reason why Samsung wants to promote themselves as an entire ecosystem tech company. They don't just want to provide your mobiles. They don't just want to sell you a television. They don't just want to give you that wearable. They want to be in literally every part of your technological life. So for the next couple of minutes, let's go ahead and walk through the pavilion and see what Samsung has for you. This year at Mobile World Congress in Barcelona, Spain, we tried to get onto the Samsung 3D VR experience. Unfortunately, it was full all the days that we were there. So at the beginning of this day too, we decided to try to sneak in to get a quick peek of exactly what it looks like. Now, they've expanded the experience. Not only does it have this virtual roller coaster, but they've also added a kayak experience and a volcano drop. So in just a second, let's start the ride and let you see what VR looks like from the outside. All right, so my understanding is that these seats are going to move. They'll give us a little bit of a feeling of motion. And at the same time, we will be presented with a sort of a 3D camera inside of an actual roller coaster following the same track. Oh, whoa, okay. That's cool. Yeah. Okay, that was pretty good. Okay, so yeah, folks, that's definitely a 3D VR experience. So, you like wearables, you like watches, you like smartwatches, but you want one that doesn't need to be tethered to your mobile device. Well, you could wait for the next iteration of watches from that fruit company, or you could just get the Gear S3 from Samsung. Now, this is their next generation, the new generation of wearable technology. Not only is it a bigger device designed more for the active lifestyle, but it also incorporates a lot more features that you'd want in a next-gen watch. First of all, a larger bezel and a larger band means that this is going to be something that you can wear outside without destroying it. The other thing that they've done is they've added this active bezel, this control on the outside of the watch, which allows me to control the features without having to swipe up and down on the screen. Now, you could still do that. That's still a multi-touch screen, but it also gives it a little bit of extra functionality in not having to touch the display to actually alter the display. Now, let's talk about what's inside, and what's inside is phenomenal. The first thing, how many times do you have to charge your watch per day? If you're an active user, probably at least once, possibly twice. With this, you get three to 4 days of use off of a single charge. It's not just charge. They've also increased the security. This has Samsung's Knox module, which gives you enterprise-grade communication and encryption so that you can make sure that everything that you transfer from and to the watch stays secure. Let's talk about what's actually inside. And what's inside is a cellular radio. That's right. They've included LTE, which means not only will it sync with your phone via Bluetooth, not only will it connect with your network via Wi-Fi, but it can be a completely standalone device. Imagine that, not having to have your phone anywhere near you to use all your phone features. Let's take a look at some of those phone features. My favorite has to be what they've designed for the outdoorsman, and that's the GPS. I now have the ability to activate a GPS without actually having to have the phone in my hand. Remember how many times you'd have to walk through the street holding your Android phone or your Apple device, trying to figure out where you are and where you want to get to? Well, now it's just on your wrist, just a simple flick of the wrist, and you can find not just your GPS coordinates, but you can find out how hard you are. You can check out your barometer and your speedometer. This was truly designed for those people who want to be outdoors. Another favorite feature of mine is the Pay. They've included Samsung Pay in this watch, which allows me to just do this onto any terminal. It will process and give me my receipt. This is truly designed to be a device that stands alone, and I think this is what we'll come to expect from that next generation of smart devices. So, if you're looking for a phone without a phone, if you're looking for features without the mobile device, if you're looking for a wearable that is actually wearable, you might need to check out the Samsung Gear S3. We just came over here from the S3 segment of the Samsung Pavilion, and I gotta say, if you're gonna get a smartwatch, you're probably gonna wanna get their latest smartphone. This is the Note 7. You've seen it on Twit because this is one of Leo Laporte's favorite new acquisitions. Not only is this going to have all the quality of the Samsung Galaxy Note that you've become accustomed to, but it includes a few more lifestyle options. Like, for example, it works perfectly well above water and below. They call it the IP68 experience, or the IP68 with S Pen. This allows you to use the S Pen underwater, and you can put the entire device below and it continues to work. Now, this is one of the cool things that I love about Samsung. They are always innovating. They're always looking for new ways to give you the technology you know, but more durable. If you've ever destroyed a device because you got it wet, because you brought it into the pool, or because you, just brought it into the bathroom, folks, you're going to love the Note 7. Now, they've also really updated the software. My favorite has got to be what they've done with Photos. Oh, it lets you do HDR, but not just HDR, but phenomenal HDR. Here we have a little bit of a, well, let's take this scene. This is what it would look like if you were taking with a standard photo, a standard camera. This is what it looks like if you're taking it with the Note 7 with HDR. As you can see, the colors are much richer. You get this fantastic dynamic range. You get the blackest blacks. You get the brightest brights. This is really going to be the future of all smart devices. If your smart device can't do at least this, well, it's not really all that smart. They've also included something called Iris, which allows me to lock and unlock my phone just using my eyes. I simply just point this at my face, get my eyes in the circle, and voila, I get unlocked. Now, folks, this is just the tip of the iceberg. They've got plenty more at the Samsung Pavilion, and we'll be bringing it to you in the next couple of minutes. But if you're going to get smart, get really smart, get the Note 7. We're still here in the Samsung Pavilion, but now we're inside the ultimate 4K theater room. This is an impressive demo, because what Samsung has done is they've tried to explain to the people that you can't just buy a nice TV. It can't just be a 4K large screen with a curved surface. You can't just buy a soundbar. You can't just put a chair somewhere between here and there and expect to get the real experience. You have to consider this as a whole. And that means putting the TV at the right distance from the couch. It means getting the right audio system for the room size. And it also means prepping yourself so that you can use the equipment and the technology the right way. Now, Brian, we've been listening to this. One of the things that we've heard is the difference that Dolby Atmos makes. So we've heard Scott Wilkinson talk a lot about it, but there's something about it that you just have to experience.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you hear Scott talk about all the time, and it, like, he describes it very well, but once you feel it and it surrounds you completely, like, that experience, it's like, oh, it's going to be hard to go back to regular speakers now.
Now, the sound system is unique because it's a three-piece. Actually, a four-piece if you include the subwoofer. You've got a bar, a subwoofer, and two speakers in the back. But the speakers in the back are designed to bounce sound off the ceiling as well as getting directly to the viewer. This gives you what they call multi-dimensional sound, and it really makes a difference. We are watching a helicopter demonstration with and without Atmos, with and without that system turned on. And yes, it sounded good normally, but when we turned it on, suddenly it went from being a movie, watching a video, to, oh, I'm in the middle of something.
Right, you felt way more immersed in it. And I feel like the only thing missing from that point is smell-o-vision. You know, like, I need to smell the helicopter or something.
I think the best thing about this demonstration, though, is it shows us something that we need to avoid, and that is the showroom syndrome. Scott Wilkinson talks about this all the time, along with Leo Laporte. And that is when you go into a store, into a Best Buy, and you see a big TV, you might be blown away. But really what you need is a room like this, something that you can look at and say, can I create that space? Can I put those speakers where they need to be? Can I make sure that the TV is at the right angle and the right orientation? I think we're going to start to see more and more of this at these trade shows because the people are starting to get a bit more wise about the technology they purchase. Brian, if you were to purchase all of this, would you have the space to set it up properly?
I don't have the space. I know if I did get that sound bar, my landlord would not be very happy with me, but it wouldn't stop me from trying.
Indeed. Now, Samsung, if you want to go ahead and send us some of this technology, we'll be happy to try it out in the new Eastside studio. We'll be back to the action at IFA 2016 Day 2. But first, let's go ahead and take a moment to thank the sponsor of this Twit Live special, and it's Braintree. Folks, we are surrounded by technology that could be the next generation of financial transaction technology. From the Gear S3 that gives us Samsung Pay to the phones that give us secure financial transactions. Well, if you are a developer, if you are a person who puts together websites, if you're a person who just needs to accept payments for the work that you've done, you need a good payment processor. It's not enough just to make an agreement with a financial transaction company to maybe create your own server. You need a true way to integrate payments once and for all and simply. And that answer is Braintree. Now, Braintree Payments is the way to pay. Maybe next year, maybe even next week, there could be a whole new way for you to make financial transactions. Maybe it will be the next Bitcoin, maybe the next Apple Pay, Samsung Pay. Well, with Braintree, you can do one integration and accept them all and continue to accept them all as that sort of technology advances. Braintree's full-stack payment platform is easily adaptable to whatever the future holds, and that means that you can adapt easily too. Accept everything from pounds to PayPal to that next big innovation from any device with just one integration, a few lines of code. And when that new method comes along, all you have to do is update that integration and you'll be ready to accept the next big thing. That means no late nights, no complicated recoding, no stress about staying ahead of the curve. Braintree Payments is here to help. Now, if you are working on that next project, if you are looking for a better way to pay, you owe it to yourself to try Braintree. Braintree gives you an easy way to accept multiple payment types with just one integration. Integrating it into your app is as easy as inserting a few lines of code. Learn more at BraintreePayments.com/twit. That's BraintreePayments.com/twit. And we thank Braintree Payments for their support of this Twit Live special. Over the last few years, you've probably heard about Quantum Dot. It's the oft-explained, almost never understood technology that powers these Samsung screens. Now, Quantum Dot, in its simplest form, is the fact that they realized that different sized particles, fine semiconductor particles, would emit light at different frequencies, different spectrums. That means that they could precisely control what color they're reproducing when they create one of these screens. Now, unfortunately, on a camera like this and on a stream like this, unless you were actually in person, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between Quantum Dot and a traditional television. But here in person, it is absolutely stunning. You get much deeper colors, you get far more dynamic range, and everything just looks better saturated. In other words, it makes this, their traditional TV, look fake. Now, look for Quantum Dot technology to improve as time goes on. As these products continue to roll out, we're going to see them improve the fine particles that they put into these Quantum Dot televisions, and we're also going to see them make their way into screens for watches, for phones, and for computers. In other words, the future is quantum. You know, IFA is a really big show. This is probably comparable in size to CES all over Las Vegas. And sometimes you need a better way to get around, which is why we stopped at Beamy. This is a manufacturer of hoverboard, these little two-wheel Segway-like devices, and this one's actually a lot of fun. Now, it does have a couple of additional features that you wouldn't get on that bargain basement eBay model. This will not explode, so first, that's a good thing, but it's also synced to your phone, so not only can you play tunes through the built-in speakers, but it will record your travel, it will tell you what your battery is doing. It's actually a really cool device. These have not yet penetrated the United States market, but Beamy promises that they'll be there in just a few months. They go for about €699 here in Germany and parts of Europe. So if you're looking for a way to get around, Beamy me up. Over the last few months, Twit has had a lot of fun with both the Oculus Rift and the Vive from HTC. But the next level of that is to have the VR experience without being tethered to a computer. That's exactly what they're doing here at Orion with the VR Total Solution. What they've done is to give us a backpack, a very light backpack that fits the battery and the computer needed to run the HTC Vive. This means that you've got complete motion in 360 degrees as well as within your entire workspace, which gives you, well, a little different experience. Let's take a watch at something I just did a few minutes ago. For the folks at home who are wondering, why is IFA different from CES or NAB or any of the other big conferences that Twit goes to each year? It's something like this. We saw this a little bit at the Samsung Pavilion. This is the Panasonic Pavilion. Now, at CES, Panasonic typically has a big booth in the central hall, and then they'll choose four or five of their product categories, maybe TVs and high-definition cameras and DSLRs and some of their communication gear, and they'll show off those specific fields, those specific products. But here at IFA, because it is such a large show and because there's so much real estate, Panasonic is literally showing off everything. Yes, they've got their TVs, they've got their audio gear, they've got everything from their high-definition cameras to their kitchen gear and their home appliances, too. Right behind me, it's a salon for the women right next door. If you wanted to see the Panasonic beautifying products like their steamer or their electric razors, they're all here for display at IFA. Again, just one of the little things that makes IFA different than anything else on the calendar. If you're like me, you know the annoyance of coming home and finding your laundry all wrinkled. Unfortunately, most of us dump our wash at the inopportune times, and then it sits inside the dryer to be wrinkled forever. Now, you could iron it out. You could take that time, or like me, you could just send it through the cycle again and hope that it comes out better. Well, Panasonic's got a better way to do it with this. This is their steam action feature that comes on some of their dryers. Now imagine this. After the cycle is done, it pumps the chamber full of hot steam, which releases all the wrinkles. It actually affects the way that the fabric hangs, which means when you pull your laundry out, everything will be nice and smooth, ironed without ironing. Not only that, it gives you the option of steaming during the cycle, which will remove most of the bacteria and the dander and the allergens that still cling to your clothes. Now, folks, if you're looking for this in the United States, that would be great. Unfortunately, Panasonic's not sending it stateside. If you do live in Europe or outside of the States, you could get yourself a nice steam clean. What does your kitchen have in common with the Hyperloop? Well, if you look at it at face value, not a whole lot. Once you dive into the technology, you realize that they both use induction, eddy current specifically. This is one of Panasonic's precise temperature cooking surfaces. Now, this never gets hot. You could have this on, have your hand on this surface, you'll never burn yourself because it doesn't use heat. It doesn't heat up a coil to try to transfer heat into your cooking surface. Instead, it uses eddy currents. Now, the eddy currents will affect the ferrous but not a non-conductive material inside of your pans, which will allow it to vibrate, which then heats that surface. Now, oddly enough, that's exactly the type of technology that is used by Hyperloop competitors like Arloop to drive their hover engine down the track. So, folks, if you're looking for the latest in tech, grab yourself a pan. There was a time when you could expect a user to replace his or her smartphone every 18 or so months. So the battery life was really inconsequential. It didn't matter if the battery only lasted 12 to 16 months because the phone would be long replaced by then. Well, folks, phones have gotten more mature, and like, for example, I've had this OnePlus One for about 2.5 years. What happens when your battery no longer holds a charge? Well, you could replace it if you know how to disassemble it and put a new one in, or if you go with Sony, you could try their new battery care feature. Now, here's how it works. Lithium polymer batteries work best if you keep them between 20 and 80% of their charge. If you go higher or lower than that, you actually destroy the conductor between the electrolyte, the cathode, and the anode, which means that it no longer lasts nearly as long. With battery care, the phone will learn your behaviors. It knows, for example, that you wake up every morning at 8 o'clock. So it will only charge to, say, 60, 70% until about an hour before you wake, before it takes it to 100. What this means is that your battery goes from lasting between 16 and 18 months to lasting up to 4 to 5 years. This is just a little bit of the Sony Xperia advantage that you're going to get when you buy their new series of phones. The story at these conferences always tends to be faster, smaller, better, and cheaper. But Sony's going in a little different direction with this. This is an anniversary Walkman. Now, you may remember the Walkman was that little device that we all carried around with us, people of a certain age, that is, to get our tunes on the go. Well, they decided that they wanted to create something that was so special, so perfect, so great for the audiophile that it would be worth $3,200. Now, is it? I don't know, but go ahead and take a look at one of the inventors of the new Sony Walkman. Eric, when people think of the Walkman, there's a bit of nostalgia. We think of that first player that we had. In fact, for me, it was that beautiful little cassette deck that gave me the freedom to listen to my tunes wherever I needed it. Yeah. Sony's kind of trying to bring that back, and you're bringing it back in a big way. Tell me what this is.
Right. Well, thank you for the comment about the Walkman. I mean, Walkman to us is an icon. In many ways, it's a kind of Sony signature. So we are very conscious of the fact this is it's our 70th anniversary this year. And in a way, this launch for this product represents kind of a landmark for us because it's part of a range of products which we call the Signature Series. And it represents the pinnacle of what we believe we can achieve in terms of a personal music player. So we're looking at a product that plays pure music. It's designed for the very, very best sound quality, but also capable of handling all of the latest high-resolution sound file formats. Of course, you can play MP3 on it, but you can actually go up to very high levels of quality indeed. These products are capable of what we call quad DSD. So this is a super fast one-bit stream where the sound quality is really amazing. You have to hear it to believe it. But it handles everything else in between as well. So whether you're listening to PCM at 32-bit or FLAC at 24-bit, 192K as we call it, these products can deliver. We designed a new style of custom interface. So a menu system, an operating system, it's very simple, very easy to control, dedicated for music listening. The insides of the product are remarkable. Everything down to the material choice, the parts, the devices, the wiring, the cable, the board layout, everything is designed to deliver the best audio quality. We even have two types of headphone connection. We have what's called a balanced and an unbalanced connection. And the balanced connection features a new standard, one that allows you to have a simple single socket for balanced wiring to your headphones, where you will get minimum crosstalk, great channel separation, and a much closer involvement with the quality of what the music can deliver. I can show you more, and I'd be very happy to do so.
I love the display here, because we get to see what goes into this. Now, we should mention that we were looking for sort of the most ostentatious, the most gonzo piece of technology we could find at the show, and it was here, which is strange because Sony is known for cutting-edge phones, for gaming systems, for TVs, for audio systems that really offer us this great price performance. But you've gone in a different direction with this. This is really, like as you said, the Signature Series. that's going to cost you $3,200. But for that $3,200, you get oxygen-free copper that's gold-plated, that's milled, so it's a unibody. You get the highest quality components that can give out, 64 times the sampling rate that you would get out of a CD. You really, truly get a device that you kind of want people to see that you're using. Now, tell me a little bit about how you designed it and how it was constructed.
Okay, well, if you take a look at the showcase behind you, you'll see that we have two versions of this Walkman. We call it the A and the Z. Now, they're similar in design concept, and that starts with the actual way that they're constructed, the physical construction of the product. They are from an ingot. That is to say, they're machined from a solid block of metal. Now, the aluminium version, the WM1A, well, it's aluminium. The other guy, he's cut from oxygen-free copper. So we're talking about a solid block of oxygen-free copper machined to make a chassis that we then gold plate. Now, we gold plate it not for show. We gold plate it for a technical reason. One of those reasons is very low electrical resistance for the best audio quality. It means that the quality will be maintained because gold doesn't tarnish or change in the same way that other kind of plating material does. Inside, we choose for both models very high quality wiring to go from the amplifier up to the headphone connections. But in the Z version, we use Kimber cable. So this is special super grade audiophile quality cable designed to connect from the amplifier through to the output connections. There are other things like the battery. The battery features a supercapacitor, which is a special kind of capacitor to ensure that you get long, steady current delivery to enjoy your music. You can have up to 30 hours of high-resolution playback on these models. There are other things. For example, you can connect to your playback device like the new Signature Series headphone amplifier by a simple plug-and-socket arrangement on the bottom. We have no analog output on this device except through the headphones. So internally, we were able to split the digital signal processing and the power part from the output amplifier, which makes the music to go through the headphone sockets. So you get pure separation and minimal interference from that design.
I'm so happy that you're explaining the technology behind this and the science behind the design, because to the untrained eye, it sounds like this comes out of the Jay Biederman catalog. This is sort of it's one of these pieces of tech that's designed for people who have more money than sense. But when you explain it that way, you understand, no. The reason why it costs so much, the reason why it costs $3,200 is this is the audio player you would make if you absolutely needed the best possible technology to make the best possible sound. From the casing to the wiring to the internal design, it is a $3,200 media player.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I really appreciate that comment, because that is what it's about. It's about designing for intention, for audio, supreme audio quality, to give you what the artist wants you to listen to. What we want to do with these products is to let you have your music with you so that you can reach back through the recording change and almost be there and touch the presence of that musical event. And that's what I genuinely believe you'll experience if you have a listen to the Signature Series Walkman.
Eric, thank you very much for speaking with us. Thank you for showing off this beauty of a product. You know, especially here when we are surrounded by technology that people will snatch up, it's nice to see something that is truly aficionado grade. And I think that's what we've seen. Hopefully what you can realize is that it's not a question of whether or not this is worth $3,200. Clearly it is, with the amount of engineering detail that has gone into it, with all of the construction, with all of the forethought that went in to making the perfect audio device. You could pay $3,200 for it and not feel cheated. The only question is, do you have $3,200 to spend on the perfect Walkman? We're going to move on here at IFA 2016, but we thought you might want to see an example of technology that's worth every penny. It's been a long, 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 long day here in Berlin, Germany at IFA. And we've seen just a little bit of everything. At the Samsung Pavilion, we saw their latest and greatest, including the Gear S3, which is a phenomenal product. And yes, the Note 7, which I understand is recalled, and yet is still a crazy, sexy piece of technology. We've also seen lifestyle tech from Panasonic, a new hoverboard, and the little bits and pieces, the technology that forms our consumer technology life. until IFA Day 3. I'm Father Robert Ballister, the digital Jesuit, host of Know How and This Week at Enterprise Tech on the Twit TV network, saying Auf Wiedersehen from IFA 2016, Day 2.